Chapter 85. Yes, sir. Apostrophe, we may make some others not better in themselves, but with better means perhaps, apostrophe said the bachelor. Let us see now, let us see. Apostrophe, Nell accompanied him into the other little rooms, and over both the houses, in which he found various small comforts wanting, which he engaged to supply from a certain collection of odds, and ends he had at home, and which must have been a very miscellaneous and extensive one, as it comprehended the most opposite articles imaginable. They all came, however, and came without loss of time, for the little old gentleman, disappearing for some 5 or 10 minutes, presently returned, laden with old shelves, rugs, blankets, and other household gear, and followed by a boy bearing a similar load. These being cast on the floor in a promiscuous heap, yielded a quantity of occupation in arranging, erecting, and putting away, the superintendence of which task evidently afforded the old gentleman extreme delight, and engaged him for some time with great briskness and activity. When nothing more was left to be done, he charged the boy to run off, and bring his schoolmates, to be marshaled before their new master, and solemnly reviewed. As good a set of fellows, Martin, as you'd wish to see, apostrophe he said, turning to the schoolmaster, when the boy was gone, but I don't let him know I think so. That wouldn't do, at all. Apostrophe, the messenger soon returned at the head of a long row of urchins, great and small, who, being confronted by the bachelor at the house door, fell into various convulsions of politeness, clutching their hats and caps, squeezing them into the smallest possible dimensions, and making all manner of bows and scrapes, which the little old gentleman contemplated with excessive satisfaction, and expressed his approval of by a great many nods and smiles. Indeed, his approbation of the boys was by no means so scrupulously disguised as he had led the schoolmaster to suppose, inasmuch as it broke out in sundry loud whispers and confidential remarks which were perfectly audible to them every one. This first boy, schoolmaster, apostrophe said the bachelor, is John Owen, a lad of good parts, sir, and frank, honest temper, but too thoughtless, too playful, too light-headed by far. That boy, my good sir, would break his neck with pleasure, and deprive his parents of their chief comfort, and between ourselves, when you come to see him at Hare and Hounds, taking the fence and ditch by the finger post, and sliding down the face of the little quarry, you'll never forget it. It's beautiful. Apostrophe, John Owen having been thus rebuked, and being in perfect possession of the speech aside, the bachelor singled out another boy. Now, look at that lad, sir, apostrophe said the bachelor. You see that fellow? Richard Evans his name is, sir. An amazing boy to learn, blessed with a good memory, and a ready understanding, and moreover with a good voice and ear for psalm singing, in which he is the best among us. Yet, sir, that boy will come to a bad end. He'll never die in his bed. He's always falling asleep in sermon time, and to tell you the truth, Mr. Martin, I always did the same at his age, and feel quite certain that it was natural to my constitution and I couldn't help it. Apostrophe, this hopeful pupil edified by the above terrible reproval, the bachelor turned to another. But if we talk of examples to be shunned, apostrophe said he, if we come to boys, that should be a warning, and a beacon to all their fellows. Here's the one, and I hope you won't spare him. This is the lad, sir, this one with the blue eyes and light hair. This is a swimmer, sir, this fellow a diver, Lord save us. This is a boy, sir, who had a fancy for plunging into 18 feet of water, with his clothes on, and bringing up a blind man's dog, who was being drowned by the weight of his chain and collar, while his master stood wringing his hands upon the bank, bewailing the loss of his guide and friend. I sent the boy 2 guineas anonymously, sir, apostrophe added the bachelor, in his peculiar whisper, directly I heard of it. But never mention it on any account, for he hasn't the least idea that it came from me. Apostrophe, having disposed of this culprit, the bachelor turned to another, and from him to another, and so on through the whole array, laying, for their wholesome restriction within due bounds, the same cutting emphasis on such of their propensities as were dearest to his heart, and were unquestionably referable to his own precept and example. Thoroughly persuaded, in the end, that he had made them miserable by his severity, he dismissed them with a small present, and an admonition to walk quietly home, without any leapings, scufflings, or turnings out of the way, which injunction, he informed the schoolmaster in the same audible confidence, he did not think he could have obeyed, when he was a boy, had his life depended on it. Hailing these little tokens of the bachelor's disposition as so many assurances of his own welcome course from that time, the schoolmaster parted from him with a light heart and joyous spirits, and deemed himself one of the happiest men on earth. The windows of the two old houses were ruddy again, that night, with the reflection of the cheerful fires that burnt within, and the bachelor and his friend, pausing to look upon them as they returned from their evening walk, spoke softly together of the beautiful child, and looked round upon the churchyard with a sigh. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.